Beloved friends, have you ever heard of the fictional stories of an invasion of celestial or outer space beings coming to attack the Earth? I'm sure you may have. Perhaps many of you have been terrified by such publications or even radio broadcasts. But let me present to you on divine authority from the Word of God that someday there will suddenly be an actual invasion from the skies to the earth, which will not be an hoax, but will be an actual fact. Many may scoff and sneer, yet in that day, the reality of it will strike fear and horror to many hearts. Will you meditate with me from one verse of Scripture in the book of the Revelation? Chapter 1 and verse 7. The words of Scripture here very briefly but completely condense the whole event that we are speaking of, the approaching invasion from the skies. In this one verse, it is the theme of the whole book of the Revelation. It concentrates the facts that are revealed in the last book of the Bible, which can truthfully be called the book of the end. Will you listen to the words? The fact that Christ, the Son of God, is coming back to the earth. Yes, I know he went back to heaven, but he did not go back to stay. And these words thoroughly declare him, how he is coming back to the earth, as well as the effects of his return to the earth. Here we quote Revelation 1 verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Consider first of all the fundamental, the immutable, and the certain fact his coming is declared in the first three words. Behold, he cometh. He will return personally to the earth which he left centuries ago. The great fact of his second coming in glory has been predicted by the Old Testament prophets. Even a casual reader of the prophecies in the Old Testament, such an one can easily discern, there is promised a kingdom of glory and one of power under the Messiah, the Christ of God. This has been clearly foretold in the Old Testament prophecies again and again. Though not yet manifested, yet the centuries of past history, in the written words of these prophets, they abound with that special theme. Messiah, the Christ of glory, will come and reign over the earth in great power and glory. Also, not only the prophets, but when Christ was upon the earth, just preceding his death and crucifixion, he himself declared in John chapter 14, verse 3, I will come again, meaning that his literal, bodily person will return. You must not attempt to spiritualize these words in any way. He personally, he in body, will come again. Then you have the angelic messengers confirming the fact in Acts chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. At the very moment that Christ ascended back to heaven, with the disciples looking up, watching him go, two men in white apparel stood by, saying, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Two facts are declared by these angels. First, they testify to the fact he went back to heaven. Second, they testify to the fact he's coming back, literally, personally, to the earth. Then not only the prophets, not only the Lord Jesus, not only the angels, but again, Read the writings of the epistles in your New Testament. All the apostles with no exception, whether it be Paul, Peter, James, or Jude, they all proclaim the truth and that inevitable fact, testifying that Jesus is coming again. Read, if you will, the historical records of New Testament saints in the early church in the book of the Acts. The second coming of Christ, they believed, they anticipated, and they expected. But not only they, but may I add, thank God, in the world today, there are many Christians who are looking for His coming, believing the Word of God teaches it. They even sing of it in their Christian hymns. They talk of it with their lips. And more than ever before, they may sing and not only sing of it, but they know that their present trials and their testings of life presses upon their hearts and lips that last prayer, which you find in the Bible, Revelation chapter 22 and verse 20. At the great revelation of the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ, John the Apostle prays the closing prayer, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." Yes, my beloved, there are fundamental facts that are immutable, that certainly contain the truth of our first three words, the certainty of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Behold, He cometh. I know that there are those in the world who may sneer and laugh and give much ridicule to those of us who may seem to be simple folks because we believe the Word of God. Well, my beloved, we shall see later from our scripture verse, the day will come when their laughter and their amusement will be turned into sad lamentation and fear and horror. But let us take the words that introduce our text, these three words which the Spirit of God has condensed from all other prophecies of Scripture that may have preceded, and summarize them all by saying, "Behold, He cometh." The word "behold" is an emphatic word. It has a strong appeal. It implies, sit up and take notice, pay attention, don't be asleep. Wake up to the message. Christ is coming again. My beloved friend, are you looking for Him? Did not the Savior say before He left this scene, Matthew 24 and verse 44? Did He not warn every man and woman, boy and girl? Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. The burning question to everyone who may be listening to my voice is this. Are you ready? Oh, my beloved, if not, listen carefully to the way of salvation from the Word of God. You must acknowledge your sinful need, acknowledging the truth. I have sinned and come short of the glory of God, as written in Romans 3:23. You must acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ alone, through His redeeming death, can save me. For neither is there salvation in any other, we read in Acts 4 and verse 12. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You must acknowledge there's only one person who can save you. For the blood of Jesus Christ, we read, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. But not only acknowledge your sinful state, not only acknowledge that Christ is able to save you, true, but, oh, beloved, then receive Him as your own blessed personal Savior. For it is written in the Word of God, for as many as received Him, Christ, to them gave He the power or the authority to be called the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe upon His name. John chapter 1 and verse 12. Oh, my beloved, may I state again the words of admonition and warning. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming, How soon we know not, but in an hour that you think not. And from our text in Revelation 1, verse 7, the three introductory words declare, "Behold, take notice, pay attention, behold, he cometh." Did not John the Baptist in John chapter 1 and verse 29 use that word, "Behold," when he declared, pointing to the Lamb of God, the Son of God, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And behold, the Lord is coming again, my friend." But have you looked to the Lamb of God? Have you heard the words that John the Baptist uttered? "Behold, pay attention. Look, here is the one who is the sacrifice for your sins, who takes away sins by the blood of his cross." And my beloved, when we repeat the words, "Behold, he cometh," if you have Christ as your Savior, if he is your Lord and Savior, you have received him, then you need fear nothing of the eternal judgment that is yet to come when he appears upon the earth. You can be watching. You will be able to be waiting for him to gather you together with all of his redeemed hosts above before the approaching invasion that takes place with the armies of heaven coming with him back to the earth. Oh, my beloved friend, in fact, if you are saved, listen carefully, if you are saved, when he comes back to the earth, you will be coming back with him. For before he can come back and will come back with his saints in glory, thank God he's coming for them to meet him in the air above. But, oh, my beloved, may I ask, are you ready for his coming? There are two factors involved. Are you ready to die? If he were not to come, where would you be in eternity? But from our text, we issue the warning, you may be alive when he comes back. Are you ready? God grant your soul will be able to say, "On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I'm ready, trusting the Savior." May God bless his word and save you today. Amen.